A reading from the Book of Samuel. Then David said to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." Nathan answered David, "The Lord on his part has forgiven your sin. You shall not die." But the Lord struck the child that the wife of Uriah had borne to David, and it became desperately ill. David besought God for the child. He kept a fast, retiring for the night to lie on the ground clothed in sackcloth. The elders of his house stood beside him, urging him to rise from the ground, but he would not, nor would he take food with them. And the Gospel for today, a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On that day, as evening drew on, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us cross to the other side." Leaving the crowd, they took Jesus with them in the boat, just as he was. And other boats were with him. A violent squall came up, and waves were breaking over the boat, so that it was already filling up. Jesus was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. They woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Quiet, be still." The wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith?" They were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this, whom even wind and sea obey?" The Gospel of the Lord. Who can this be, who even obeys? Who can get the sea to obey and the waves to stop? The great spiritual writer Scott Peck begins his classic book, The Road Less Traveled, with this very brief sentence, "Life is difficult." Indeed. Today's readings describe a few individuals facing serious difficulties. In 2 Samuel, we hear of the tragic circumstances in David's life, brought about by his own sinfulness, but so sad nonetheless. When Nathan confronts David with his adultery and murder, David must then face not just the tragic consequences for himself, but also for the baby he and Bathsheba bore, who is now gravely ill and about to die. Actions have consequences. But in this case, these consequences lead poor David to repent. David is painfully remorseful, and he leaves the door open for God's mercy. Life for David has become extremely complicated and difficult. He has been his own worst enemy. Who among us cannot identify with this dilemma? We may not be adulterers and murderers, but we regularly get tangled in our own missteps and puny perspectives, causing pain to ourselves and those around us. Is there someone to the rescue? Who can this be? This question forms the heart of the message of today's Gospel from Mark. Mark attempts to show throughout the Gospel that Jesus can be identified with God. Every good Jew would have known the various passages in the Psalms where God has power over the elements of nature. For example, we hear in Psalm 89, "You, O God, control the pride of the ocean. When its waves ride high, you calm them." The storm on the Sea of Galilee is symbolic for the storm raging in the hearts of the disciples. They no doubt are beginning to realize that following Jesus is not going to be a piece of cake. Suffering and the cross will be theirs. The prospect would have terrified them. Life was beginning to look very difficult. How would they cope? Jesus' words to them are meant for us today, too. Why are you so frightened? As we go about this day with its various difficulties, we may find ourselves asking, who can this be? Who can break through this tangle and mess that is my life? And the words of Jesus to the troubled sea are also the words to our troubled hearts. And it becomes our prayer today. Quiet now. Be calm. Have faith.